Well, a warm welcome along to the Euro Assist, brought to you in association with freesupertips.com as we look forward to game week 3 of the Champions League. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I'm pleased to say I've been joined by Racing Post tipster Jack Ogilvie this week to look ahead to the latest stage of Champions League fixtures. And as ever, Jack, we'll start off by discussing the British teams in Europe on Tuesday night. All three of the Premier League outfits are in action at 8 p.m. And we'll start off with a game at the Emirates where Arsenal take on Atletico Madrid. The Gunners 3-5 to claim the victory. It's 7-4 Atletico and the draw is 31-10. Well, Arsenal have responded in fine fashion, Jack, in the last few weeks on this unbeaten run at the moment. Is that going to continue this week?
I think so. I like Arsenal 2-0 at 6-4. Both sides won 1-0 at the weekend. Arsenal, Fulham, Atletico at home to Osasuna. Interestingly, this is the first time these two sides have met in a competitive fixture for two real stalwarts of the European footballing scene. I was quite surprised by that. But Arsenal's best ever Premier League start defensively. And they're also yet to concede in the Champions League. I do really like Atletico Madrid. They've got some really fun players. And they're not the same defensive side we've come to know from Diego Simeone, but I can see Arsenal grinding out and a win to nil.
Yeah, 8 games unbeaten now for the Gunners. I was kind of going along the same lines myself, but thought I'd try and see if there was anything different that we could pull out in terms of a bet for this one. As you say, 2 wins from 2 in the Champions League for Mikel Arteta's men, not conceded a goal as yet. A way to build Bilbao. They were goalless at the break in that game at the San Mamés before scoring twice in the second half. And that's kind of edged me a little bit towards the bet that I've suggested for this one. And that is for the draw at halftime and Arsenal to win at full time, which is around about 100-30. It was a similar situation, of course, against Fulham at the weekend in the Premier League as well. A goal in the second half from Leandro Trossard was enough for Arsenal to claim all 3 points on that occasion. As I think it might be a similar story. I get what Jack's saying about Atletico not being the team they were before when they go maybe defend for long periods. But I think they'll try and keep it tight up until half-time to give themselves a chance. 9 of the last 12 Arsenal goals, by the way, have come after the half-time break. And although Atletico are unbeaten in 6, it's also worth noting that they've only conceded 2 goals in the last 3 games as well. They did beat Real Madrid 5-2 recently. So confidence is relatively high in the camp. But as Jack says there, I think it will be tricky for them to come away from the Emirates with anything to show for their efforts. Up next, it's off to St James's Park, where Newcastle play host to Benfica. Newcastle 4-7, Benfica 9-2, and the draw 16-5. I mean, Newcastle were made to look a little bit ordinary against Barcelona at times in the opening Champions League game, Jack, but they responded really well in Belgium last time out.
Yeah, a 4-0 win was very, very impressive, wasn't it? And, well, that's only a away win, I suppose, this season. Both league wins have come at home. I saw them against Brighton at the weekend. I wasn't overly convinced that there's a bit of a disconnect between Baltimore up front and the midfield. I think that they're still trying to work out, but I do fancy them to win this game against Benfica. Newcastle under 2.5 goals is my selection at 10-3. We're going to get it all again out with Jose Mourinho back at Chelsea 2 or 3 weeks ago, turned on the charm. I think we're going to have more of the same in his press conferences. Forever been linked with the St James's job. He's made a decent start at Benfica. They won 2-0 in the cup on Friday, but I'm just not sure about this Benfica side. I'm just definitely not sure about the coach anymore. And I fancy Newcastle to win.
I think he's working with a team which is quite limited, to be honest. I mean, they have kept clean sheets in the last 2 games, including a 0-0 draw at major rivals Porto in the Portuguese league. But as we well know, Newcastle are a much different team at home than they are away from St James's Park. And that 3-1 defeat at Brighton on Saturday indicated that. I'm actually going to go with Nick Voltimada to be the goal scorer here for Newcastle in a winning home side. He's been the shining light, really, hasn't he, in what's been an inconsistent season for Eddie Howe's men. He's scored in the last 4 games, but he also takes the penalties as well, which obviously is a big factor. And at 11-10 as the anytime goal scorer, I think Voldemarde looks like a decent bet. Let's look at the third game then, involving the English clubs on Tuesday evening, and that's at El Madrigal, where Villarreal play host to Manchester City. The home side are 100-30 to claim the win. It's 8-11 City and 3-1 the draw. I mean, looking at this on paper, Jack, it looks like an away win all every day of the week.
Yeah, you've got a fancy City, haven't you? They're just suddenly doing that thing they do where they put a run of unbeaten games together, wins, draws. It doesn't matter. Not lost since losing at Brighton towards the end of August. I couldn't quite find enough value in the match prices, really, but it'll be no surprise I'm going to be tipping up Erling Haaland as the first goal scorer. Limited guesses were needed when he netted against Everton twice again. He's been in fantastic form, scoring 11 games in a row, 11 goals in 8 Premier League games, 3 in the Champions League, and a hat-trick for Norway. Villarreal did really well to strike late against Real Betis and draw 2-2 in their last game. However, he's just unstoppable, and I fancy him as the first goal scorer.
Yeah, it's hard to make a case against him, isn't it, at the moment? I'm going to go, though. Well, I was tempted just to go for City to win, because I actually think 8-11 is a pretty decent price, but I actually think Man City to score in both halves at 11-8 offers good value in this game. They just seem to be firing on all cylinders at the moment, particularly Haaland, as Jack's already mentioned. They've scored 10 goals in the last 4 matches now and have scored 4 times in their first 2 Champions League matches as well. They did win 3-0 on their last visit to El Madrigal. That was way back in 2011 when Yaya Toure and Mario Balotelli were on the score sheet that time round. I wouldn't be surprised to see a similar scoreline this time when you consider that Villarreal have not won any of their last 3 games in all competitions and conceded 7 goals in those 3 matches. Just 1 clean sheet as well in the last 9 fixtures. And I could see this being a relatively comfortable win for Manchester City. On to Wednesday night's action now. And again, all 8 p.m. kickoffs involving the Premier League teams. And we'll start off with a game at Stamford Bridge where Chelsea play host to Ajax. And Chelsea 2-9 to claim the win here. Ajax as big as 10-1 and the draw 6-1. And I think that 10-1 tells its own story, Jack.
It does. Ajax are in a total mess at the moment. They lost to Alkmaar at the weekend. Johnny Heitinger, remember him? He's the coach these days. And he said in the press conference afterwards there was going to be challenging weeks ahead, which is the type of thing that sends you looking for the F5 button on their website, trying to refresh and wait for the statement that they've parted company. But with great respect, they've lost 2-0 to Inter, 4-0 against Marseille. They look nothing like where we expect Ajax to be at the moment, both on and off the field, you have to say. Chelsea, they weren't up to much, I think, in the first half against Nottingham Forest, but came through to be comfortable 3-0 winners. That's their third win in a row. And I fancy them for another home victory and 2-0 on this occasion. I just don't think Ajax have got anywhere near enough to trouble them.
Yeah, the visitors currently fourth in the Eredivisie, which probably tells its own story. And as Jack's already alluded to there, well beaten in their first couple of Champions League games. Yeah, I thought Chelsea were pretty poor in the first half against Forest, but much better in the second half. And although there's no Cole Palmer and João Pedro is suspended for this game as well, I just think that Chelsea will be too strong. But looking for a bit of value, my suggestion here is Pedro Neto to score at any time. It's around about 13-10. I thought he was outstanding in the second half at Forest, and he seems to perform better when he's the main man. Certainly did when he's in his time at Wolves. And I think now with no Palmer and João Pedro on Wednesday night, then it's down to him really to hold the fort from an attacking point of view. And I think Neto could well prove to be the key man for Chelsea on Wednesday night. We're going to head to Germany next for another 8 p.m. kickoff. Eintracht Frankfurt against Liverpool. We're hosts 4-1 to win this game. 4-7 Liverpool and 7-2 the draw. It's been well documented, Jack. It's now 4 straight defeats for Arne Slot and Liverpool. I mean, what did you make of the defeat to Manchester United? Was it as bad as people made out in some quarters, or do we think on another day they could have picked up the win?
It's never as bad as people make out, is it? But 4 defeats in a row, not quite crisis, but maybe approaching it. I was quite impressed by Manchester United's nuts and bolts performance, actually, and the fact they kept going for the win. I was a bit worried about Liverpool's throw them all on and see what we can get at the end. And I was also a bit worried by, Ibrahima Konate's had a bit of bad press, hasn't he, in recent weeks with his performances. But Virgil van Dijk just seems to be getting deeper and deeper with every game. And there's no real protection at the moment for the defence from the midfield. And there's a big gap for teams to exploit. And I think Frankfurt can actually do that. I'm going over 3.5 goals at evens in this game. Eintracht is so entertaining to watch. Over 3.5 goals has been a real feature, and both teams have scored in 8 of their last 9, including Sunday's 2-2 at Freiburg. Might be something to look for, the curse of the former player, who Ekotike, returning to Frankfurt. And oh, it's a bit of a loaded question, Warren. Do you know where Michy Batshuayi plays football these days?
Well, funnily enough, I think that, you know, you've kind of read the script in terms of Ekotike for me, but go on, tell me about Batshuayi.
Well, he's at Frankfurt and he's not scored so far this season. But 32, I was surprised to see that, but he would be a value proposition for someone. I don't, maybe not me, but for something different. But I can only see goals in this game. Over 3.5 is my tip.
No, I do think goals written all over it, the way that both of these two teams are playing at the moment. Certainly Eintracht Frankfurt scoring and leaking at both ends, and Liverpool pouring numbers forward in order to try and get back to winning ways. And well, the defeat against Galatasaray in the last Champions League game was probably more concerning than the defeat against Manchester United in the league at the weekend. I think Hugo Ekotike has got to start this game. Most people would probably have been scratching their heads a little bit that he didn't get more time against United off the bench on Sunday, but got a point to prove now against his former club. He got 15 goals in 33 appearances for Frankfurt, and he's around about evens to score at any time on Wednesday. As Jack said there, Eintracht, seventh in the Bundesliga, already lost 3 of their opening 7 league games. And second top scorers behind Bayern, though, with 19 goals in 7 games. But they've also conceded 18 at the other end. So it could be a goal fest. And as I say, I think Ekotike will probably start, and I fancy him to get on the score sheet. Up next, it's the clash between Monaco and Tottenham at the Principality. Monaco 2-1 to claim the victory. Spurs 13-10 and the draw 5-2. Two pretty unpredictable teams here, Jack.
Two pretty unpredictable teams. I'm going for, well, not quite to cancel each other out, but a draw and both teams to score. I was actually surprised to see that Spurs had lost yesterday, because I had them on the radio for the first hour and they sounded like they were fantastic. But obviously Villa came back into the game, and Spurs, you just never trust them, can you? Monaco, they drew 1-1 at Angers on Saturday. New coach in the dugout, Sebastian Pocagnoli. To get my lips around that one, replacing Adi Hutter, who did well, I think, for 2 years, but that's about par for a Monaco boss. Pocagnoli coming in from Belgian football. First Champions League game in charge, and it's in charge of a side that have lost 4-1 to Club Brugge, but drawn 2-2 with Manchester City. So that's what we're dealing with. That's the sample size, isn't it? Yeah. And I think there's going to be goals, but I can't trust Tottenham and I can't trust Monaco, so we're drawing both teams to score.
OK, well, I've got slightly more trust in Tottenham because I think they look better away from home than they do at home at the moment. And I have to say, I watched Monaco against Club Brugge in game week 1, and they were awful when they were hammered by the Belgian side on that occasion. And I just think that Spurs should have too much for them. They were slightly fortunate as well to get that late draw against Manchester City in game week 2. They've not won any of the last 4 games now, hence the change of manager, of course. As I say, Spurs looking better away from home recently, unbeaten in 5 matches on the road. And I think that's a pretty healthy price of 13-10 for Tottenham to claim all 3 points. That's the British clubs covered then this week. We're going to turn our attentions now to the game of the week, and that sees Real Madrid against Juventus in the clash at the Bernabeu, a repeat of the 2016-17 final, you might remember, in Cardiff, when Real won by 4-1 on that occasion. A bit of a gulf that night, Jack, and an even more a bigger gulf, I'd suggest, between these two sides as they stand at the moment.
Well, I think so. They also met in the summer at the Club World Cup, and Gonzalo Garcia scored the only goal for Real Madrid in their 1-0 win, and they were pretty rudimentary, weren't they, during the summer as Xabi Alonso was coming in. They beat Getafe 1-0 on Sunday evening. Kylian Mbappe scoring the goal. My tip is actually for him to score twice in the game at 3-1. Did it against Marseille. Hat-trick against Kairat in Kazakhstan. Juve have got a big problem. Gleison Bremer is out for an unspecified amount of time with a knee injury, and he's been keeping it all together. Their season faltered last season when he got injured. And they even changed shape at the back from a back 3 to a back 4 for Sunday's 2-0 defeat at Como. There's so much pace in this Real Madrid team. They've got defensive foibles, but Juve, they don't convince me going forward, and they're not convincing me at the back now Bremer's injured.
No, I mentioned earlier on, of course, that shock 5-2 defeat at the hands of Atletico Madrid for Real recently, but they've bounced back pretty well since then, you have to say, and they do look too strong for Juventus. Real Madrid 1-2 to claim the victory on Wednesday. It's 7-2 the draw and 19-4 Juve. I was kind of looking to try and go a little bit differently in terms of, you know, what we could offer as a tip for this game of the week. And I've gone with Real Madrid to win 2-0 because I just think, you know, Juve haven't got a goal in them, in my opinion, at the Bernabeu. I think they've really struggled in terms of form and scoring goals this season. They've not won any of the last six and have failed to score in the last two matches. Jonathan David, of course, came in from Lille in the summer. It was kind of talked up as the big signing for Juve to try and help at the attacking end of the pitch. He's only scored once so far this season, and that came in the season opener against Parma, which probably tells its own story. Real Madrid look like they're made for a Champions League bid again this season under Xabi Alonso. And as I say, I think they'll probably win 2-0 on Wednesday evening. And we're going to stick with the Real Madrid-Juventus clash for our bet builder selection for week three of the Champions League. And, well, the bet builder is no small price either. It's around about 18-1. Jack, you mentioned Mbappe there and him being in red-hot form, and the first leg is going to be for him to score 2+ goals.
Yeah, you can't go away from that, can you? He's done it in both Champions League games so far, and Juve's problem, I don't want to name-check people or anything, but Lloyd Kelly, the heart of the defence, it just doesn't convince me, and I think Mbappe can run riot.
Yeah, I think the way that he's playing at the moment, a little bit like Haaland, Mbappe, almost impossible to stop at this stage. We're also going for most corners to be for Real Madrid in the game as well. The stats in La Liga show you that they're averaging 5 corners per game in the league. They won 6 corners at Kairat last time out in the Champions League, and they won 9 in the home clash against Marseille in game week 1. So Real Madrid to have the most corners in the game is leg 2. And leg 3 is in the yellow card options because we're going for Tion Koopmeiners, the former Atalanta man, to be picking up a yellow card on Wednesday night. There's been 11 yellows and 1 red for Juve in Serie A so far this season. And 3 of those cautions have been handed out to Koopmeiners. Juventus is going to try and have to keep Real really at arm's length, particularly in the midfield, so the ball doesn't get through to the likes of Mbappe and Vinicius Junior. And you'd have to say that Koopmeiners is going to have to play a key role if Juve are going to get anything out of the game. And that might mean him treading a fine tightrope in terms of a potential yellow card. And he picking up a caution is the third leg of this week's Bet Builder. So just to remind you again then of the Bet Builder selections for the feature game, and it comes to around about 18-1. Mbappe to score 2+ goals, most corners Real Madrid in Wednesday's game, and Koopmeiners to be booked as well. Just a quick word before we leave people, Jack, about the Champions League so far and the outstanding teams for you to date. Anybody really caught your eye who maybe you weren't expecting?
Well, I thought, well, maybe not expecting, but I thought Barcelona probably better than I thought they were going to be at Newcastle, but their domestic form has been a bit shaky. Real Madrid, as you say, they've got real defensive issues, but they just look built for a Champions League assault. And Arsenal's defensive record, you've got to fancy them to go further than last season's semi-final.
Yeah, at the moment, Bayern Munich, of course, top the table. Real Madrid and PSG also in the top three as well. So all of the big names there or thereabouts after 2 weeks of the Champions League. And it's a game week 3 to certainly look forward to. As you say, just to mention the other games that are taking place, the early kickoffs on Tuesday see Barcelona against Olympiacos and Kairat against Paphos. Both of those are 5:45 kickoffs UK time. The other 8 o'clock games that we've not mentioned on Tuesday, Bayer Leverkusen against PSG, FC Copenhagen take on Borussia Dortmund, PSV against Napoli, and Union Saint-Gilloux against Inter Milan. Whilst on Wednesday evening, the early kickoffs see Athletic Bilbao against Karabag, Galatasaray take on Bodo Glimt, and at 8 o'clock, Atalanta against Slavia Prague, Bayern Munich face Club Bruges. It is Real Madrid, as we say, against Juventus and Sporting Lisbon against Marseille. That just about wraps up then another edition of the Euro Assist this week. A big thanks to Jack for his input on this week's show. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. The domestic version of the Assist will return on Thursday. Make sure you join us as ever for that. But for now, enjoy your midweek European football and please remember to gamble responsibly.